The prosecution has rested in the Louis Libby obstruction of justice trial. The vice president's former chief of staff is charged with lying to the grand jury and the FBI to cover up his role in the leak of a CIA operative's identity. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
When jury selection began 3 weeks ago, journalists reported that time stood still in the Libby courtroom because the clock on the wall was permanently stopped. The next day, the hands on the clock were gone, removed by court personnel. There isn't a lot of flexibility in Judge Reggie Walton's courtroom, but that may not be an entirely bad thing. A case that many thought would be convoluted and impossible to try has moved along relatively swiftly. That may be due as well to the straightforward case that prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald has constructed. 10 witnesses in 10 days, and most of the time, the defense takes far longer for a cross-examination. On occasion, the lengthy cross moves from pointed to pointless, and the jury seems to lose interest. Prosecutor Fitzgerald has used witnesses largely from the Bush administration to make its case against Libby. In all, 2 White House officials, 2 from the CIA and 1 from the State Department, have contradicted Libby's assertion that he didn't know that a leading Bush administration critic was married to a CIA operative and thus could not have leaked her identity. In addition, 3 reporters have contradicted Libby's account of their conversations. Perhaps the most damaging witness was former Bush press secretary Ari Fleischer. The day after former Ambassador Joseph Wilson wrote an op-ed piece accusing the administration of twisting intelligence to justify the war in Iraq, Libby lunched with the White House press secretary. Fleischer testified that Libby told him Mrs. Wilson worked for the CIA and that the information was very hush-hush. Reporter Judith Miller testified that a day later, Libby told her about Mrs. Wilson's CIA identity for a second time. Next week, the defense begins putting on its case. The defense lawyers have not said whether Libby or his former boss, Vice President Cheney, will testify. But a slew of reporters and editors have been subpoenaed from the New York Times, NBC, and elsewhere in hopes of impeaching the credibility of the reporters who contradicted Libby. All this prompted one wag to observe that reporters covering the trial are the only ones in Washington not on the witness stand. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
To hear tapes of Louis Libby's grand jury testimony, go to npr.org.